Watch, VP Vance experiences brief hiccup while calling President Trump in middle of speech. By Hannah Knudsen on April 7, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance experienced a brief hiccup on Tuesday while attempting to call President Donald Trump during his speech in Hungary. Vance, who traveled to the country to meet with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, delivered a speech in Budapest and called Trump during the speech, at the Commander-in-Chief's request. "Before I started my remarks, I actually had a special guest that asked that I give him a phone call. And we'll see, let's hope that he actually answers. But this is going to be very embarrassing," Vance said, dialing the president. On his first try, the crowd could hear a message that Trump's voicemail box had not been set up yet, so Vance tried again. "Sorry, one more time," he said, to laughs in the crowd. "It's ringing. It's progress," Vance said, before Trump finally picked up. "Hello, Mr. President. How are you?" Vance asked. Trump's voice was met with cheers from the crowd. "Watch. You are on with about 5,000 Hungarian patriots. And I think they love you even more than they love Viktor Orbán," Vance said. Vance's visit to the country comes weeks after President Trump strongly endorsed Orbán's re-election campaign, deeming him a truly strong and powerful leader, with a proven track record of delivering phenomenal results. "He fights tirelessly for, and loves, his great country and people, just like I do for the United States of America. Viktor works hard to protect Hungary, grow the economy, create jobs, promote trade, stop illegal immigration, and ensure law and order. Relations between Hungary and the United States have reached new heights of cooperation and spectacular achievement under my administration, thanks largely to Prime Minister Orbán," Trump said in a February 13 Truth Social post, expressing that he was looking forward to continuing to work with him. Trump added, "I was proud to endorse Viktor for re-election in 2022, and am honored to do so again. Viktor Orbán is a true friend, fighter, and winner, and has my complete and total endorsement for re-election as Prime Minister of Hungary. He will never let the great people of Hungary down." Vance reiterated that sentiment during his speech, telling the crowd that he admired them for fighting for freedom and their sovereignty. "I am here because President Trump and I wish for your success, and we are fighting right here with you," the vice president said, drawing parallels by pointing out that both the U.S. and Hungary face the threat of far-left ideology.